ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय दुर्लभो मानुषो देहो देहिनां क्षण भंगुरः तत्रापि दुर्लभं मन्ये वैकुंठ प्रिया दर्शनं दुर्लभो मानुषो देहो देहिनां क्षणभंगुरः तत्रापि दुर्लभं मन्ये वैकुंठ प्रियदर्शनम् दुर्लभो मानुषो देहो देहिनां क्षणभंगुरः तत्रापि दुर्लभं मन्ये वैकुंठ प्रियदर्शनम् दुर्लभो मनुषो देहो देहिनां क्षणभंगुरः दुर्लभं मन्ये वैकुंठ प्रियदर्शनम् दुर्लभो मनुषो देहो देहिनां क्षणभंगुरः तत्रापि दुर्लभं मन्ये वैकुंठ प्रियदर्शनम् दुर्लभो मनुषो देहो देहिनां क्षणभंगुरः तत्रापि दुर्लभं मन्ये वैकुंठ प्रियदर्शनम् लेडीस दुर्लभं मनुषो देहो देहिनां क्षणभंगुरः तथापि दुर्लभं मन्ये वैकुंठ प्रियदर्शनम् दुर्लभो मनुषे देहो देहिनां क्षणभंगुरः तत्रापि दुर्लभं मन्ये वैकुंठ प्रियदर्शनम् For the conditioned souls, the human body is most difficult to achieve, and it can be lost at any moment. But I think that even those who have achieved human life rarely gain the association of pure devotees who are dear to the Lord of Vaikuntha. So we read partway through the purport. Want to continue reading?
The highly evolved human brain is a gift given by God so that we may use our intelligence to distinguish between that which is eternal and that which is temporary. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 2.16, Nasato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate satah, ubayor api drushtantas, tva anayos tattva darshibhi. Those who are seers of truth have concluded that matters has no permanent existence, whereas the spirit soul never ceases to exist. Learned seers have concluded this by studying the nature of both. Those who have accepted the Supreme Lord and His abode as the ultimate goal of life are called Vaikuntha Priya. Here, King Nimi states that to have the personal association of such learned transcendentalists is certainly the perfection of human life. In this connection, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur suggests that we consider the following verse. Nrudeham adyam sulabham sudurlabham alavam sukalpam guru karnadharam mayanukulena nabasviteritam puman bhavabdhim nataretsa atmaha. The Supreme Lord said, the best of the bodies, a human body, is a great attainment, rarely achieved and may be compared to a boat. The Guru is an expert captain for this boat, and I have sent favorable winds, the Vedas. Thus, I have given all facilities for crossing over the ocean of material existence. Any human being who has achieved these excellent facilities of human life, but does not cross over the material ocean, is to be considered the killer of his own self. Bhagavatam 11.20.17. According to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, the eternal servants of Supreme Lord, being controlled by powerful feelings of mercy, descend into the material world as Vaishnavas to deliver the conditioned souls who are bound by the result of their own mundane work. Such Vaishnavas also distribute their mercy to those who are laboriously searching after impersonal absolute. Sri Narad Muni has stated that without ecstatic love of Godhead, such laborious impersonal contemplation of the absolute is certainly troublesome. Naishkarmyam apyachyuta bhava varjitam. And what to speak of the innumerable problems of ordinary gross materialistic life? We have practical experience that in Western countries, most people are working hard to get money, laboring under heavenly dreams of sense gratification. Others, having been frustrated with ordinary materialistic life, are trying to negate their personal existence and merge into the existence of God through so-called yoga and meditation. Both classes of unhappy people are receiving the mercy of the Krishna consciousness movement, putting aside their dream of sense gratification as well as their troublesome impersonal speculation. They are learning to chant the holy names of the God, dance in ecstasy, and feast on the holy food offered to the Lord. They become enlivened by the transcendental knowledge spoken by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita. As the Lord states in Bhagavad Gita 9.2, Susukhum kartum avyayam. The actual process of spiritual freedom is joyful to perform and has nothing to do with fruitive activities aimed at sense gratification or with dry impersonal speculation. More and more people are taking to the process of Krishna consciousness, becoming joyful and eagerly distributing the Krishna's mercy to others. Thus, the whole world will be enlivened and inspired by the Krishna consciousness movement, which is the practical demonstration of the mercy of the Vaishnavas.
Om Jnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Tadhati Shapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raganatan Vitamstam Sajivam Shadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamstra He Krishna Kurana Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Horipriye. Vanchako Pitarubhyascha Kripa Sindhobhyevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Durlabho manasho deho dehinam kshanabhanguraha tatrapi durlabham manye vaikuntha priyadarshanam. We were discussing yesterday the importance of the human form of life. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that a person who gets this human body and doesn't use it for spiritual realization, Krishna consciousness, is like a poor man who gets a touchstone and throws it in the mud. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur reminds us of this verse. Nridaiha madhyam sulabham sudurlabham labham sukalpam guru karnatana maya nukilkulena nabasvateritam puman bhababdhim nataretsa atmaha. The nridaiha nayam deho deha vajam nirloke. Rishabhdev also said that this human life is not meant for the business of the stool eaters, simply pursuing sense gratification. So Nridaiha, the human life, human body, Adyam, gives all sorts of opportunities, facilities. Sulabham, Sudurlabham. And it's very difficult to achieve. Durlabha manavajanma. But sulabham, somehow or other we got it. Without doing anything, nature has awarded us this body, and so we've gotten it. Sulabham, sudurlabham. Plabham, sukalpam guru karnatana. And this body is compared to a boat for crossing over the ocean of material existence. Plabham, sukalpam. Very suitably made. Actually, the human body is not very suitable for a lot of other things. If you want to eat big, then the hippopotamus has a better body. If you want to eat flesh, the lion and the tiger are better equipped. For sex life, the monkeys are ahead of us. Similarly, for self-defense, so many animals, even the skunk. You know what a skunk is? A skunk is an animal somewhat smaller, quite a bit smaller, than a fox or a jackal. Means so big. It's black and it has a white striped tail, and when it raises its white tail, white and black tail, it emits a terrible stench, a terrible smell, which is very difficult to get rid of. So if you attack a skunk or even get in the way of a skunk, you're in for some serious botheration. So every living entity has some means of self-defense, and the skunk is very well equipped, to say nothing of the more powerful animals equipped with teeth, jaw, venom, and so on. We also, as human beings, we can make all sorts of arrangements for self-defense. But the animals already have their arrangement. We have to go through a lot of trouble if we want to arrange for self-defense. So for eating, sleeping, sex, and fighting, the human body is not really all that great. But for spiritual realization, sukalpam, the human body is very well equipped. Especially because it gives higher intelligence. So sukalpam and guru karnadhara. If one is fortunate in this human form of life, one gets the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. We quoted yesterday, Tvam na sandarshato tatra dustaram nistatir shatam kalim sattvaharapum sam karnadhara ivarnam. The spiritual master is the captain of the ship, and therefore he can guide the ship to the right safe harbor, provided that we don't mutiny. We shouldn't turn against the captain, nor should we think that we know more than the captain, or that we have some other idea which will work just as well as his idea. The discipline on the ship is you follow the captain, and then everything goes nicely. So sukalpam, plavam sukalpam, guru karnadharam, and mayanukulena nabha nabasva nabaspata iritam. And Krishna himself provides favorable breezes, nabaspata, which push us along. Which give us velocity, which speed us along on the journey, anukulena, by favorable means, anukulena Krishna anusilena, tadami buddhi yogam tam yena maam upayanti te. One doesn't have to be a great scholar or a great anything. But if one fully engages in the service of Krishna under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, then dadami buddhi yogam tam, Krishna will give suitable intelligence, yena maam upayanti te, by which we can achieve the goal and return to Krishna. Tesham ivanukam partam maham agyanajam tamaha Nashyam yatva pavasto ganadi pena pasvata. Out of mercy, Krishna, with the torchlight of knowledge, dispels the darkness of ignorance to light the way for the devotee so that he can perform devotional service and make his life successful. So, puman pavabdhim tareit. With this human body, one can cross the ocean of material existence, bhava. So, puman pavabdhim natareit. If one doesn't take advantage of this opportunity, sa'atmaha, he's just killing himself. In the Isha Upanishad also, asurya namate loka antena tamasavrita. Tangs te prechya bigachanti yeke chatmahanojana. In the Bhagavad Gita, najayate mriyate va kadacha. The soul has no birth, and therefore the soul has no death. So how then can one be atmaha, the killer of the soul? That's explained here. If one kills one's spiritual life, kills the opportunity for Krishna consciousness, then atmaha. Practically, he's killing himself. Practically, the soul can't be killed, but its mission is lost or killed. So then he's called Atmaha, the killer of the self or the killer of the soul. Srila Prabhupada also comments that the animal killers are Atmaha. They're needlessly killing other living beings, and so they're also killing their own opportunity for spiritual advancement.
So,
the conclusion is that one should use this human life for the service of Krishna. Or if one hasn't reached that, one should at least, Brahma Jigyasa, use this human life for spiritual inquiry. One time, Srila Prabhupada was talking with some guest, and the Prabhupada was presenting arguments that there must be God. There must be God. In the purport earlier, we were reading the atheistic arguments, life comes from matter. There must be God. So then the man said, yes, but why must Krishna be God? And Prabhupada said, that we'll talk about later. Krishna may or may not be God, that we'll discuss later. My point is that there must be God. This is how you deal with people who are topic switchers. Prabhupada's talking on this point, that there must be God, and the man wants to escape from the point by bringing in something else. Why must Krishna be God? So Prabhupada deals with it expertly. Krishna may or may not be God. That we'll talk about later. My point is, and he brings it back to the original topic. So one may not be convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At least one should use this human life for spiritual inquiry. And then if he's fortunate and sincere, then gradually he'll come to this point. Even if it takes lifetimes, bahunam janmanamante, gyanavan, mam prapadyate, finally he'll come to the point. But if he's more fortunate, then the process will be accelerated. Why bahunam janmanam? Prabhupada also made that point. Reading Bhagavad Gita, if one sees that after many, many lifetimes, the person who comes to the conclusion of knowledge surrenders to Krishna, then why should I waste my time? I should surrender to Krishna now. Why go through a long, laborious process stretching over lifetimes to come to the intellectual conclusion that Krishna is God? Let me conclude that now, because that's where I'm going to get when I finally reach the conclusion. Why make life difficult for myself? Bahunam janmanamante gyanavan mam prapadyu vasudeva sarvamiti. If Krishna is everything, let me surrender now and not waste time. So, Brahma Jigyasa, the human life is meant for spiritual inquiry, and if one is fortunate and well guided, he comes to the conclusion. First, he understands that he's not the body. Nasato vidite bhavo nabhavo vidite sataha. There's something that lasts permanently, and there's something else that doesn't last at all. So what is it that lasts permanently? It's consciousness or spirit. And what is it that doesn't last? This material body. So there's two different things. Dehinasmin yata dehe komaram jovanam jura. The child body doesn't last, the youthful body doesn't last, the old body doesn't last. But the consciousness within the body persists through all these changes. Tata dehantara prapti dhiras tatramanamuti. An intelligent person will see that I'm not the body, I'm the consciousness within the body. Then the next step is, well, as consciousness, what more? What am I supposed to do? Where did I come from? Am I the supreme consciousness? Am I some other kind of consciousness? If he's not very intelligent, he concludes that he's the Supreme Consciousness, which is foolish. But if he's more intelligent, he sees that I'm consciousness, but I'm not the ultimate consciousness. I'm dependent on some superior consciousness. Some fools, way back in the 60s, they were meditating in New York City. I am moving the sun. The moon is shining by my power. You know, in this way, trying to go deep. And they did go deep, deep into foolishness. If I keel over dead while meditating, still the sun will move, still the moon will shine, still everything will go on. It was going on very well before I came on the scene. It'll go on very well afterwards. And meanwhile, I may be doing this, I may be doing that, flattering myself, I'm moving the sun, I'm moving the... But finally death will come. That you didn't arrange. Someone else arranged that. Mrityu sarva harashchaham. Krishna says, I do that. Therefore, Krishna is superior. Even if you think that you're moving the sun, you're moving the moon, all this is happening under your power, death is not under your control. Therefore, you're subordinate. So first I have to see the difference between matter and spirit, the body and the soul. Then I have to search out the Supreme Soul. Then Gyanavan Mam Prapadyate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Any questions? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, here the Navayogendras are together, nine of them, and Maharaj Nimi is asking questions to each of them. And sometimes it may be seeming that they each can go to different kings and deliver.
Each can do what?
Each is so powerful that they can answer all the questions.
Yeah.
And others can go and preach somewhere else.
True.
So more productivity. Mm-hmm. There'll be more productivity or more preaching that happens.
Therefore, productivity isn't everything. It's not that that Krishna consciousness is spread simply by, what do they call them? Gnat charts? G-N-A-T-T. Anyway, productivity charts, timelines, planners, and schemes for getting the most out of every human unit. It's not just mechanical. One thing is, it was Krishna's desire. Why did they show up anyway, the Navayogendras? It's a big world. They can travel all over it. Not only this world, 14 worlds they can travel. Why did they zero in on Maharaj Nimi and his sacrifice? It was Krishna's arrangement. Now, the sages of Naimisharanya, they could have gone... not sages of Naimisharanya. The sages who came for the departure of Parikshit Maharaj, they could have gone anywhere and been productive, spreading knowledge. But Krishna guided them from within the heart. You come here. You come here. So, by Krishna's arrangement, these Navayogendras were there. Also, they liked their association. We may be nine, but we'll associate together. I don't know if that's the explanation, but Vaishnavas do that. Sometimes you could say that, well, if these three devotees went in three different directions, they'd accomplish more. But sometimes by staying together, they get strength, they get inspiration, encouragement. It's not just a corporate enterprise that, well, there's 9 Yogendras, so we're going to split you guys up. You go this way, you go that way, you go that way, and at the end of the day, I want to see how much each of you accomplished. How many devotees did you make? How many souls did you save? It's not just corporate.
Another question was, we generally find Narad Muni traveling alone. So, sometimes there is a question, should you just do things alone or should you just be in the team and do it?
If you're Narad Muni, you should do things alone. Sometimes we do things alone. The spiritual master, I had one godbrother, was from Hungary. And during when Hungary was under the communist rule, Soviet Union. So he went to see Srila Prabhupada. Maybe he translated a book or something into Hungarian. And he went to Mayapur. He met Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, very good, now go back to Hungary. He said, Prabhupada, if I go back to Hungary, I may never get out again. Prabhupada said, that's all right. That's all right. So sometimes the spiritual master assigns someone to do something alone. You just go. And sometimes he'll assign groups. So even Prabhupada said, Bhakti Charamar has said on a couple of occasions that he said to Srila Prabhupada one time, that I wish I could have been with you to serve you when you came to New York, when you were all alone. And Prabhupada said, I was never alone. He said, my Guru Maharaj was always with me. So if we stick to the instructions of the spiritual master, then we're never alone. The spiritual master is there by his divine instructions. Still, mama maya duratyaya. Maya is very powerful. So if devotees stay in devotee association, then they get strength, encouragement, protection. The advanced devotee goes anywhere and everywhere. But we may not be so advanced, so we may take advantage of the association of devotees. And certainly we're not advised, just go off by yourself and do nirjana bhajan. Just chant Hare Krishna, be like Haridas Thakur. Again and again, Prabhupada strongly warns us not to do that. Strongly warns us not to do that. For preaching, we may sometimes go somewhere alone. But for bhajan, it's not at all advised. Dushtaman tumiki share Vaishnav. What is that? Pratishtara kore nirjanera kore. Tava hari nam kevala kore tava. What will we do chanting Hare Krishna, sitting alone, pretending to be Haridas Thakur, and inwardly interested in fame, recognition, reputation? Oh, he's so advanced. That kind of Harinam is simply cheating. Better, Prabhupada said, to be a sincere street sweeper than a charlatan meditator. Is that all right? Something else? Well, let's get a microphone for you. Here it is.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. In the verse, Nridheha Madhyam Sulabham Sudurlabham. So this two Sulabham Sudurlabham, this contradictory, it came coming to my mind. This, we know this human body is caught after many, many births. This human body is caught
after many births.
84 lakhs wishes. So why this is Sulabham and Sudurlabham? Please enlighten.
Sudurlabham, it's very difficult to get. But Sulabham, somehow you got it. That's the commentary by the acharyas. Let me find it, actually. Anyway, it's going to, in this thing, it takes too long to find. But that's, I was just reading this morning. They said, you got it, so it's achieved. Just like $1 million, it's very difficult to achieve. But if I give you $1 million, then done. Somehow you got this human body. Not exactly by working for it, but by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you've got this human body. Sulabham. Sulabham means you didn't have to do anything. Or anyway, you might have done this, that, or the other thing, but now it's been handed to you. So Sulabham. You didn't have to do anything except wait 9 months. That's the idea. Okay. Something else.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Maharaj, in the Bhagavad Gita, when there is a comparison between different paths, Bhakti Yoga has been compared to the path of renunciation. So, I was thinking even the renunciants, other paths which are not personalist, say Gyan Marg or Dhyan Marg, even they have their institutions, they publish books, they do preaching, and they have members staying in the temples and in the congregation also. So how do we say, you know, when the path of renunciation is... We also do the same things. When we say we are actively involved, the persons practicing Bhakti Yoga, they do activities along with the spiritual, you know, sadhana. We publish books, we distribute books, we do preaching.
Yeah, we're doing the same thing. There's so many mutts and missions all over India or all over the world. And we're doing the same thing that they are. They're chanting something, we're chanting something. They're reading something, we're reading something. They build something, we build something. They publish something, we publish something. So it's the same. What to speak of mutts, there's so many businesses and corporations. They build something, we build something. They publish something, we publish something. They say something, broadcast some message, we broadcast some message. So, and they're karmis. So we're doing the same thing as the karmis and the gyanis. So what's the difference? The difference is that our target is Krishna, and we're acting in dedication to Krishna. Otherwise, it's the same business. Like Prabhupada said, next door it's a house and here it's a temple. What's the difference? The difference is, there I'm the center, here Krishna is the center. Even for the gyanis and the karmis, I'm the center. They don't surrender to Krishna. Or they haven't surrendered to Krishna. Therefore, they're busy for their own interest. Gyanis, maybe their own interest is somewhat spiritual. But it's not sarvadharman pratyajamamekam shanam. It's not, let me just serve Krishna, let me... No. It's their own separate interest. So the outward business is the same, but the substance is different. So many examples could be given. A thief, a criminal is shooting someone and the police are shooting someone. What's the difference? It's the same business. But one is a criminal and one is a hero. Because one is serving the government and the other is serving himself. Is that okay?
I was thinking from the other perspective, when we say, he means soul is active, we need to be engaged. And we say jnanis, they are not engaged in this world.
That's another thing. The jnanis, their goal is something inactivity. Individuality stops, action stops, because action is maya, thought is maya, everything is maya. So they're just time serving. Even if they do, as they do murti puja, they do reading of Bhagavad Gita, but their goal is that when I achieve perfection, this murti puja, this Bhagavad Gita reading will all be finished. And their example is that you take a ladder, you climb to the top of the wall, and then you throw away the ladder. So these things are just to help me to get to Brahma and merge with Brahma, and then I don't need them anymore. Prabhupada called that time-serving devotional service. They're not actually devoted, but they want to get something. And so they'll do some service, they'll be very devoted to Bhagavan in whatever form, Indra, Brahma, Ganesh, Krishna, Durga, doesn't really matter, because at the end we're going to throw them away anyway. We're going to take the murti and dump it, because now I've become absolute. So they're doing murti puja, we're doing murti puja, but completely different. Even while serving the deity, their real interest is serving themselves. Or not only that, now I'm serving the deity, finally I'll become the deity. How envious is that? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, you said spiritual master is the Karnadharas, the captain of the ship. So does it refer to all the spiritual masters, or Diksha Guru specifically, Shiksha Gurus and everything?
You started out loud and then drifted off.
Does it refer to all the spiritual masters, or specifically to Diksha Guru, or even the Shiksha Guru, or as well as Partha Pradaksha Guru?
The person who's guiding you. It may be Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru. But we need guidance. Generally, Prabhupada said the Shiksha Guru becomes the Diksha Guru later on. But it may not be. It may not be. But we have to place ourselves under the guidance of a suitable captain. That's the point. Even the sages, what is that? I quoted earlier. Tvam na sandarshito dhatra. So, Karnadhari Varnava. They must have all been initiated, they all had Brahmin threads, everything. But they said, you're the qualified person because you know the science of Krishna. So we're placing ourselves under your direction. So it doesn't mean that one becomes like a prostitute. Monday I'm with this guru, Tuesday I'm with that guru, Wednesday I'm with that guru. Just moving from one to the next according to my whim or what I think, what profit I think will be there. But one has to see where Krishna is coming and place oneself under the direction of Krishna's representative. That's all. Is that okay?
Thank you, Maharaj, for your class. Maharaj, my question is pertaining to this verse of today. So actually here it's mentioned how human form of life is very rare. But still
human life is rare,
yeah,
yes.
But still rare is the audience of the pure devotees, Vaikuntha Priya. So basically when we are not in association of devotee, this is much strongly felt, that Durlabham Vaikuntha Priya Darshanam. But when we are in association of devotee, this idea of how rare is the association is not that strongly realized. Maybe because of the familiarity breeds contempt. So I would like to know some of your perspective or inputs as to how we can avoid having familiarity breed contempt, because we are in association as a brahmachari, we are always surrounded by devotees.
Even brahmacharis devotees, even devotees would serve Prabhupada and be afflicted by the same enemy. Familiarity breeds contempt. So we're nice and comfortable here, we have all the devotee association by Vaikuntha Priya. And so we become neglectful and we commit offenses to the devotees. We consider them like work. Then go out and preach. When you go out and preach, you'll value the association of the devotees. Therefore, Prabhupada said the brahmacharis, he said, you fill the brahmacharya ashram with books so that the brahmacharis have no place to sleep. And if they want to sleep, they have to distribute some books. Yes. Temples are not meant to be, as Prabhupada said, a joint mess. You know, that everybody gets together for prasadam, and that's the brahmacharya ashram. It's meant for going out and preaching. It's meant for going out and spreading Krishna consciousness. Even if we have some temple duties that keep us, but if we go out, at least sometimes, if not all the time, then we'll be face to face with Vaikuntha Apriya or Avaikuntha Priya. Vaikuntha isn't dear to them, the material world is dear to them. And in that, when you come up against that association, then you come back, then you'll think, oh. Then you'll appreciate how nice the devotees are. Even the ones that I fight with or disagree with or criticize in my mind, how wonderful they are. Rare association. So for that realization, going out.
Maharaj, actually, this is what I felt, because every 3 months we go outside for a Sankirtan bus party, book distribution. So that was the time when we realized, actually, we were only 3-4 devotees. So that was the time when we realized, actually, we want to go to temple.
When was that?
Every 3 months, alternatively, we go to book distribution. So that was the time when we realized actually we want to go to temple again so that we can have the association. So here, actually your answer
was... So it's confirmed.
Thank you.
Yes. Wherever the microphone goes, my vision's not that great these days. Wherever it goes is okay with me.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Maharaj, what is the qualification of a bona fide spiritual master? Because we see so many, wherever we go, in different organizations, They are saying that these are the gurus. But what is the...
First thing is, a Vaishnava guru or nasya. If he's not a Vaishnava, write him off. There are so many missions, there are so many organizations. But if the guru, if Guru Maharaj isn't a Vaishnava, then guru or nasya. We toss him. Then among the Vaishnavas, Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. These are the qualifications. He should be coming in the parampara system. He should have heard from a bona fide spiritual master. And he should have full faith in Krishna. Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. He should be conversant with the scriptural conclusions. That's Shrotriyam. and Brahmanishtam. He should be Krishna conscious.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I want to know why non-Vaishnavas methods or gurus...
Closer, please.
Hello. Yeah. You said that if they are not Vaishnavas, then you will not consider them. What is the...
Why?
Yeah.
First thing is, we take it on the authority of Shastra. It's not my statement. But it's the statement of Shastra. Shat karma nipano vipro mantra tantra visharada. Avaishnava guru nasyat Vaishnava swapacho guru. So we're taking it on the authority of Shastra. That's the first thing. Now next thing is, guru means he should be speaking the Vedic knowledge. Vedaischa sarvairaham eva vedya. The goal of Vedic knowledge is Krishna. If he's not a devotee of Krishna, how can he represent the Vedic knowledge properly? He's teaching Bhagavad Gita, but in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarva dharman pratyaja mam ekam shananam raja. Just surrender to me. Now, I'm not going to surrender to Krishna, but I'm going to teach Bhagavad Gita. Then what is that? What kind of teacher am I? I'm a cheater. The real teacher of Bhagavad Gita is the person who follows in the footsteps of Arjuna, who surrenders to Krishna and serves Krishna. Sarvadharman pratyaja. So he's called a Vaishnava. So the Vaishnava is the right person to explain Bhagavad Gita, not anyone else. In the Bhagavad Gita, kamaistaistar hritagana prapadyante nyadevata. Krishna says, anyone who's surrendering to some other deity is hritagana. His intelligence has been taken away. So how can I be guru and hritagan at the same time? I'm teaching, no, you be devotee of Shiv or Durga or Yatamat Tatapat, whatever you like. And it's all the same. But Krishna doesn't say it's the same. Krishna says, surrender to me, otherwise you're hritagan. Does that address your question?
Somewhat.
Okay. What doesn't it address? You want more?
Is there any other interpretation which indicates that since Krishna is the Supreme Lord, following the path to Him is therefore making everything else redundant than to say that, you know, any other path is not a path to Him?
Is there any interpretation? We just gave one story that Krishna is the Supreme, you have to surrender to Him. Is there any other interpretation by which you can take another path? Is that your question?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's so many interpretations. And according to Bhagavad Gita, they're all rascals. They're all rascals. Mam ekam. I can interpret. Mam means me also. It means Krishna, or it means me, or it means your Ishta Devata, whoever that might be. That's called interpretation. By interpretation, everything's spoiled. So you get a message from, just like if I ask you, please bring me some milk. You think, well, milk is a liquid, water is a liquid, I'll bring him some water. It doesn't tax the digestion, and it's very clear, so I'll bring him water. But that's your interpretation. I asked for milk. There's no... Interpretation is important when something is unclear. The classic example is given that somewhere it's said that there's a residential quarter on the Ganga. So that needs some interpretation, because the Ganga is water. How can anybody be living on the Ganga then? How can there be a residential quarter on the Ganga? then the interpretation is given that on the Ganga means on the bank of the Ganga. Now everything is harmonized. That kind of interpretation is necessary when something's unclear. But when Krishna says, Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja, what's not clear? Mam means me, Ekam means exclusively, Sharanam, shelter, Braja, go. What word wasn't clear? Kamais taister hritagana prapadyante anyadevata. Again, in the Bhagavad Gita, so clear. Those who are kamais taister hritagana. Again, hritagana, whose intelligence has been stolen by material desires. Kamais taister hritagana prapadyante. They surrender also anyadevata to some other deity on some other path. So at least if we take Bhagavad Gita, the thing is clear, unless we interpret. And then if you interpret, you can turn it into anything. A treatise for Indian nationalism, a treatise for anything goes, a treatise for anything you want. Non-violence, although Krishna is telling Arjuna to fight, you can turn Bhagavad Gita into a treatise of non-violence. All by interpretation. By interpretation, you can turn Mumbai into eBay. You can change anything into anything by interpretation. So our process is we don't interpret as it is. Is that all right? And if you take Bhagavad Gita as it is, have you a copy of Bhagavad Gita as it is? Yeah, so you'll find there, and you can interrogate any passage, consider, but you'll find that Krishna is speaking very clearly. Mam, 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 mam. Manmana bhava madbhakto. Like Prabhupada's favorite example of interpretation. Krishna says twice, manmana bhava madbhakta madhyaji mam namaskaru. Manmana, think of me. Bhavamad Bhakta, become my devotee. Madhyaji, worship me. Mam Namaskuru, offer namaskars to me. So then one big, big politician and scholar has written his commentary beginning, it's not to Krishna that we have to surrender, but to the unborn, beginningless, blah, 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 blah. Well, that's interpretation. Krishna says me again and again. He says not Krishna. And practically that's all the other interpretations. Not Krishna. And Bhagavad Gita as it is, Krishna. Because that's what Krishna says. Namam duskrita namudha prapadyante naradhama. Mayaya pratigana asura bhavamashuta. Who doesn't surrender to me? The miscreants, duskritana, mudhas, fools, naradhamas, the lowest among men, and those whose intelligence has been stolen by illusion. Prabhupada said, it's not my saying. He said, it's Krishna's saying. What can I do? Krishna speaks so strongly. He doesn't say, yes, this, that, whatever you like, me or Durga or Lord Shiva or Ganesh or a different one in each day of the week or all together. Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. Clear message. No interpretation needed. Samaya. Thank you. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.